guided practice, identifying and embracing our protectors. Welcome to this guided practice, identifying and embracing our protectors. Before we begin, take a moment to find a quiet, comfortable space where you will feel safe enough to slow down. This space could be shared with a trusted listening partner or simply held within your own presence with a journal nearby. As you settle in, take a few deep, grounding breaths. Let your body arrive. Let your mind begin to soften. This practice is an invitation to get to know the parts of you that have stepped in, often unconsciously, to protect you from pain, overwhelm, or shame. If you are working with a partner, the support you offer each other will help deepen this process, but your journal can also be a powerful companion. And remember, journaling isn't always about words. Sometimes your protectors may show up in colors, shapes, or sensations. They may look like fog, or feel like a knot in your chest, or carry the energy of tangled string. As you begin to meet these parts, it's possible that your first reaction might be frustration or judgment. You might want to push a protector away or dismiss it entirely. If that happens, gently notice it. That too is a form of protection. Each protector has a role. Each one belongs. This practice is about making space for them all as you begin to understand not only how they function, but what they're trying to guard inside you. Now, if it feels comfortable, take a few deep breaths to center yourself and we'll gently begin. Step one, reflection and recognition. Invite yourself to reflect on a recent moment when you felt overwhelmed or distressed. See if you can notice what protective responses stepped in. Was it some form of denial, avoiding the reality of the situation, repression, pushing away unwanted thoughts, or perhaps intellectualization, diving into the analytical to avoid emotional pain and gain some sense of control? Or did you get very busy, find some ice cream, or start mindlessly scrolling through social media to get relief? Maybe you poured yourself a glass of wine, cracked open a beer, or took another hit off your vape. Some of us may notice that when shame wells up in us, we have a strong impulse to put on our running clothes and do enough laps around the block to exhaust ourselves. Anything to stop our bodies from collapsing into our shame. Our protectors are as individual as our fingerprints, and sometimes it takes several of them to manage our pain or fear. Step two, sharing your experience. Even if you don't have a permanent listening partner, it may be that you have an anchoring person with whom you can share what you are noticing. When the two of you hold these parts, a different quality of comfort and compassion becomes available. It is more than one plus one because of the way we share nervous systems. If it is hard for you to welcome this part, perhaps your person can do that for you. When we are tenderly heard and received, our ability to welcome even challenging protectors broadens and deepens in often surprising ways. Step three, mapping your protectors. On a piece of paper, draw a simple chart or list. Name each protector you identified, and next to it, write down the specific feelings that come up in your body when this part of you is near. Then, see if you can begin to sense the feelings and memories it's trying to safeguard you from, as best you can tell. Often, it is more than one feeling or experience, and sometimes what it is protecting isn't quite clear. However, this act of mapping is a powerful acknowledgement of your protector's presence and purpose. if you keep some markers or crayons nearby, you may find that each protector has their own color or wants you to draw an image. Moving into color and drawing can often help make the felt sense of the protector more vivid as you invite the right hemisphere experience. It may turn out that each protector needs their own page. Step 4, engaging in dialogue. Ask yourself which protector would like to come forward. This part of you is more like a person than a thing. And with practice, you'll find that you can have a conversation with them. It can be very helpful to begin with a gesture of welcome if that feels natural to you. Thank you for coming. Or, hi there, glad you're here. If these don't feel true, begin with what is most natural for you. If a protector arrives who alarms you in some way, be honest about that. This conversation can begin anywhere. After a sense of relationship is established, you may ask, who or what are you trying to protect me from? You may need to ask more than once, because you are asking not so much to get concrete information as to gently allow your inner world the possibility of moving closer to the parts inside of you who are so fiercely being guarded by your protectors. In these moments, you will experience a right hemisphere process of opening to connection rather than a left hemisphere process of accessing pieces of information to build knowledge. Rather than requiring an answer, the dialogue you're having with your inner world is more like dropping a question into your right hemisphere and just waiting to see what happens. At first, little may happen as your protectors are quite used to guiding your behaviors and responses to the world unnoticed. If you persist with warm curiosity, an answer might come in a form of an image or a memory or a felt sense in your body rather than a clear knowing. Going slow and listening is the key. Recognizing this dialogue as an important step towards entering your inner world. Step 5, expressing gratitude. Take a moment to express your gratitude towards each protector for their role in shielding you from the intolerable pain and fear, even if the methods might not always seem helpful. As your understanding for the wisdom of these parts of you grows, you will develop greater compassion for the inner parts of yourself that need healing. Step 6, envisioning a partnership. It may be helpful to visualize a future where these protectors are acknowledged and don't need to work so hard because your attachment wounds are gradually healing. What might that look like for you? How might this protector become an ally? Many of us may discover, as I did, that when our constant drive for success isn't the only means for defining our worth, we can shift all our tremendous ability to focus on work into enriching all areas of our lives that need attention, not just our jobs. Step 7, committing to healing. With your listening partner or in your journal, acknowledge that while these protectors have played a crucial role in your survival, you both are on a path to healing that involves facing your pain with courage and support. Commit to gently uncovering the feelings and experiences that these protectors are guarding. Thank you for taking the time to meet your protectors with openness and care. I wish you continued patience as you build a relationship with these parts of yourself, slowly, compassionately, and with deep respect for all they've done to help you survive. As your healing unfolds, may these protectors become trusted allies, guiding you not just away from pain, but towards connection, wholeness, and inner safety.